Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on abstinence from this world, being satisfied with little but, and not getting too engrossed and too involved as far as this world is concerned. So Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Harra. Harra is the stony ground of Madinah Sharif, some part of Madinah Sharif. That you'll find that there's a stony ground between two mountain passes, almost like a valley, but very, very stony. So he said, I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this ground of Medina, with Mount Uhud in front of us. So this was the picture, mountain of Uhud was in front of us, we're walking on this ground. So he's explaining that he was present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mountain was in front of us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Dharr, I replied, I am present. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it would not please me to have gold. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving his personal, in other words, his personal feeling. Now this is an understanding to understand what we should be aspiring for. Because whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aspired, whatever he liked, we should be liking also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O, that it would not please me to have gold equal to this mountain of Uhud, and 3 days pass by with even a single dinar of it remaining with me, except an amount which I could pay off debts. Now there's a scene, there's a mountain in front, mountain of Uhud. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it wouldn't please me if I have this whole mountain of dinars, and I kept even one dinar. 3 days passed, I kept one dinar, except that amount I would have kept back, to pay back debts. In other words, Nabi Sallam didn't like this idea of hoarding and storing extra and trying and amassing and amassing. It would please me, in other words, to give everything away. But obviously, to keep a little bit, so that if there's any debts, I can pay the debts off. It shouldn't be happen that it gives all in charity, and then I still got debts remaining. There's a very important principle. Sometimes people give so much of charity, but they got debts that they have not paid, debts that are still owing. This gets priority. The debts always get priority. Yes, there's no such thing as a person can't give. He can give some charity, yes. But at the same time, he shouldn't neglect the debts that is owing. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, except an amount with which I could pay off debts, rather, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rather I would distribute it amongst the servants of Allah like this and like this. And he indicated to his right hand, his left hand and behind me. I'll give it like this and I'll give it like that and I'll give it. Behind him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated, in other words, I'll give in this avenue and I'll give in that avenue, in other words, to give. And as I was explaining, the pious people, they see charity like flowing water. The more you give, the more purer the water is. The more you hold and the more you store, the more stagnant it becomes. So there's a practical example for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would distribute it like this and like that amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continued walking and then he said, those who have very little in reward, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that those that have, إِنَّ الْأَكْثَرِينَ هُمُ الْأَقَلُّونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, those who have a lot in this world would have little reward in the year after. Except, now this is the exception to the statement, except for the person who distributes his wealth like this, and like this. And again he indicated to his right hand, his left hand and behind him. But such people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then when he said, such people are very, very few. That they got so much and they still give. They're very few. They are like that, but they're very, very few. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, remain where you are until I return to you. Now Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that point, it was at night, he was walking. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you remain where you are until I return to you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went ahead and he continued walking into the darkness of the night until he disappeared from sight. Now imagine Hazrat Abu Dharr is here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked away. He couldn't see him anymore. There was no street lights. It was dark. So he said after that, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said that I heard a loud sound and I feared that someone might have attacked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side he feared that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got attacked. On the other hand was the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you remain here until I return. Now that was the command he was given, that you remain here until I return. And one was what was going through his logical mind now. that there is a big noise. Now maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got attacked, let me go and see. So one, what his logic was telling him, and one was what the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. There's a big difference. Very often it happens that we take our logic and we make our logic precede the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's always such that the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should precede our logic. In other words, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is even higher than our logic. So here, look at this. His logic is telling him now there's a big noise. Somebody may have attacked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I decided to go to him, but I remembered his words. He said, at that point, I remembered the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not move until I return to you. These were the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not move until I return to you. So he said, I did not move until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned. And then I said, I heard a sound. So now he's explaining to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard a sound which terrified me. And he related the thoughts that crossed his mind. He said, I related the thoughts that crossed my mind. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did you fear it? I replied, yes. He said, that was Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to me and he said, whoever from your ummah passes away without ascribing any partner with Allah Ta'ala will enter Jannah. See what hope there is. The person didn't commit shirk. He passes away in that condition, he will enter Jannah. I asked, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu is saying, I asked, even if that person committed adultery and he committed theft, because these are seen as two big crimes, the person committing adultery and is committed theft. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even if he committed adultery and even if he committed theft, even if he committed wa in zana wa in saraqa, even if he committed zina, he committed adultery, and even if he committed theft, so long as he didn't ascribe a partner to Allah Ta'ala and he passed away in this condition, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. These are the words of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. See how many points to take from here. Is that charity is such a good thing. It was a desire of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to build up and build up and build up. Yes, ulama explain that to have a balance so that in person at a time of need, how we speak for a rainy day, person has got something, there's no harm. Person keeps something so he doesn't have to stretch out his hand, there is no harm. But this continuous amassing and just building up high and high balances for what? It is very foolish to know. Yes, a person will need for some time, and how much he needs he knows. But just a continuous desire all the time. This was not from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he would like to give and give and give. This was his style. The other thing we learn from here is the importance of paying off debts. And the next point we learn from this hadith also is the importance of listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes our logic will tell us other things, but we know this hikmat in what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. Yes, in certain situations, in certain circumstances, a person now will apply his logic, but that logic is also going with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not going against the words, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to take precaution, etc. A person is going on the street, he's going on the road, he sees thieves. Now he knows the reward, and he sees robbers, and he sees hijackers there. He knows the reward of going to the masjid. This is an example. He knows the reward of going to the masjid, etc. And he knows that the person who reads the Fajr Salah is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he can see all thieves and all. Now deliberately a person won't go into that place where all the thieves and all the hijackers, he'll take another road, he'll take a different road, although he knows he's in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words, but also the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person is careful, a person is intelligent in the way he acts. So all these things are within the teachings of the hadith, teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore the beauty is for us just to follow. Everything has been laid out. If we follow, then we will benefit. If we choose not to follow, then we will be the ones not to benefit. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.